Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
That is the only way Satan can get legal claim to you is with your tongue. So that's why it's important that you watch what you say and that you never give up. Verse 2 says, we do not try to trick people into believing. We are not interested in fooling anyone. We never try to get anyone to believe that the Bible teaches what it does not. All such shameful methods we forego. We stand in the presence of God as we speak. And I appreciate, though, about that so much about Brother John. He tries his best to tell you that right now our King is standing right here in this place today. He has angels here. Everything is here. He is here. Now then, if we really believed He was here, many of us would act different. We really would. We say that, but it really hasn't become a revelation that the King, Lord, You're here. We praise You, Lord. We worship You. We thank You for being here in this little meager meeting that we're having today. We're doing it in Your name. So, Father, we thank You that the Son is here. We thank You that the Holy Spirit is here. And we worship You and praise You. And may You be glorified in all we do today in this place. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus. He says, now then, so we speak, we stand in the presence of God as we speak, and so we tell the truth as all who know us will agree. Now listen carefully to this next verse. Very carefully. And follow along in your Bible. Your translation may read a little different, but this is what it's saying. If the good news we preach is hidden to anyone, it is hidden from the one who is on the road to eternal death. Satan, who is the god of this evil world, has made him blind, unable to see the glorious light of the gospel that is shining upon him, or to understand the amazing message we preach about the glory of Christ, who is God. And does your translation read something like that?
Yeah.
So if our gospel is hidden or veiled to anyone, it's veiled to those that are lost. Because the god of this world, which is Satan, has blinded their mind to the gospel. I taught this one time in a class, and a lady just jumped up and she said, I never dreamed when I read that the god of this world was Satan. She said, I thought the god of this world was God. See how blinded our minds are. Now, when God originally made the earth, who did He give it to? Man. You and me. He gave us dominion over it. He gave us the authority and power over the earth. And we were to reign and rule over the earth, and we were to never die. We were to live forever. He said, I only give you one thing you cannot do, and you cannot eat of that tree in the midst of the garden. Because the minute you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. Until that time, man was never going to die. We were going to live eternally. Isn't that awesome? That God would make us in His image and His likeness and give us this magnificent ball, this globe that He made it, He called the earth, and He give it to us as a gift. Free. No strings attached. And like dummies, when the devil come along, that deceptive beast, he come along and blinded the mind of Eve. He says, has God really said? Does that sound like him? Has God really said? Yes. God did tell us not to eat of the fruit. But he is a deceptive beast, and he is very, very good at what he does. The woman being deceived was in the transgression. The man not being deceived. The man was not deceived. Man had heard it directly from God. And he knew when Jesus told him, you shall not eat of that tree. Because if you do, you will surely die. So he went and told his wife. And so the devil went to her. So he deceived her. And then she came and said, it was good. Try some of it. So he said, okay. And so he did. And when they did that, we transferred our allegiance on this earth. We transferred our allegiance from God the Father to the devil. And we transferred our dominion and authority and power over the earth to the devil. And we, which were made as gods of this world, according to Psalms 82:6, became the slaves of the devil, and he became the god of this world and the prince of the power of the air of this world. And for 4,000 years, we were his slaves. We had absolutely no power over him. The first 4,000 years of history in the Old Testament, there's not one single time where anybody had power over the devil, where they cast out the demon, they'd done anything to Satan. He's the boss. He killed us with impunity. He can do what he will with his own. And that's who we belong to, the devil. It's amazing what the Scripture teaches you. But finally, 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to this earth, walked as a man, and showed you and me what a man can do. He laid down his total deity, and he came here, and because he was born from the Father, but of a woman, he was earthly. He had an earth suit. Since man lost the earth, we had to find a man that could swing this thing back to man. To do that, Jesus had to be virgin born. If he was not from the Father, then he was from Adam and Eve, and he received the taint of evil from them, and he was not divine, and therefore could not enter the legal battle to gain the earth. He was Satan's slave, just like we were. But he was unique. He was from the Father, and in him, since there was no sin, Satan had no claim to him. Now, the battle raged for 33 years to kill this man with the greatest intensity. The battle raged between Satan and Jesus. He tried everything known that he knew. He done his best and his worst in those days to try to get Jesus to fall one time in relation to his Father. And if he had of, you and me would have been eternally condemned. He was the only man that could have won back what we gave away. Man's eyes had been blinded by the god of this world. Man's eyes are still blinded by the god of this world. We find right here in 2 Corinthians 4 that if there's any lost, anybody in your family today that's lost, and you were lost at one time, every one of us, somebody somewhere had to petition God for you to be saved, because God has limited himself on the earth to the prayers of faith of the church. If you have been so dense and thinking that, well, my loved one or my children, I will just let them do what they want to do, and if it be God's will, they will come into the kingdom and get saved. You are foolish. Because I can assure you that the devil of this world will blind their minds and they will never come to know Christ. I could not understand why I could walk up to people and tell them this magnificent thing and this magnificent story, and they would just walk off like a glaze over their eyes. And a thing that even began to really startle me was when people were born again Christians. When I could walk up to them and tell them about Jesus just on a magnificent event of healing or deliverance of somebody, and they just have a glaze over their eyes like nothing happened. I mean, I'm like Brother John. Praise God, Jesus made a touchdown. Let's praise Him. But they said, well, you know, they just kind of roll their eyes and walk on. I thought, what is wrong with us? And then I began to realize that in Matthew 13 and Mark 4 and Luke 8, the answer was there. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not fully understand it, the evil one, who do you think that is? Satan comes immediately and steals the word out of your heart. Now, I don't understand how this beast can penetrate your being and go right inside your chest into your heart, and the words that you just heard through your ears that's vibrated through your being and come all the way down in your heart. How, when you walk out that door, that devil can have a demon standing at the door and he just reach in your heart and steal every word you got. If you didn't fully understand it, he can do that. That's why I've started teaching the Word of God with such simplicity and such simple words. I want to put it on the bottom shelf where the littlest children can get the cookies. I don't want to use these big fancy words that you don't understand. As an engineer or a mechanic or a mechanical engineer or a guy that was trained up on the farm, I want to use simple terms that everybody can understand. No big words in my vocabulary. I want it simple.
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.